Some describe this as Joe Biden throwing Hail Marys. Maybe it is. Look, his team knew he was in trouble, right? His team knew he was in trouble. And again, it's because you don't have to be told about inflation. You don't have to be told that, look, groceries are up 21.3%. You know that. In fact, you think it's worse, don't you? You do. You think it's worse. I do. Why wouldn't you? But let's ask Corrine. What about everyone lying about inflation? Most importantly, Joe Biden, like we saw just a moment ago. The people for Joe Biden saying, oh, inflation was 9 or 10% when he got here. It's 1.4%. Here she is.
I'm going to ask you about how the president talks about inflation. So two times over the past 2 weeks, the president said inflation was 9% when he came into office. Is the president misleading Americans on that, or does he just not realize that inflation was 1.4% when he came
in? So, you know, and thank you for the question, because I know that this we got a lot of incoming on this yesterday. And look, what the president was, the point that he was making is that the factors that caused inflation was in place when he walked into the administration, when he took office. As you know, the pandemic caused inflation around the world to be by disrupting our economy and breaking our supply chains. As you know, we had to act quickly on dealing with the supply chain. He put together a task force. You saw the president do that.
Yeah. So this all begs the question. That's all nonsense, by the way. Word salad. This begs the question, is this really a legitimate debate? And what I mean by that is this. Don't you think it's possible that the whole reason to put Joe out on stage June 27th, months earlier than any presidential debate in my lifetime, might be just to see if he can make it and if he can throw out the 25th Amendment talk? Or are they going to be looking to make an emergency move? If Joe doesn't make it, do they throw out the 25th Amendment? Make another emergency move to get Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer out front and on the ballot during the Democrat convention mid-August. I've told you for a while that Whitmer is the Democrats' plan B. Her team is in place and ready. And I can assure you that has not changed. I can guarantee you. In fact, there are stories of her telling small gatherings that she will be the nominee and she plans to, get this, thump Trump in November. Sources telling me that is what she is saying behind closed doors. Thump Trump. She says, I'm going to be the one that does it. I'm not sure how it's going to get next month. I don't know how it's going to go next month. But using the June debate as a test before letting Joe sail into the fall election makes a whole lot of sense if you're a strategist. Some say it should never have happened at all, this debate. Well, you can't hide. Here's Biden's campaign manager defending what some high-level Democrats say is a terrible decision for Joe Biden to debate Donald Trump at all. Here he is.
The former House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi, by the way, Quentin, just told our Manu Raju up on Capitol Hill, and I'm quoting her now, I would never recommend going on stage with Donald Trump, close quote. Is this a risky move for the president? Why has he decided he wants to do this?
Look, our campaign has been saying for months that democracy is literally at stake and is what's on the ballot in this election. The American people deserve to hear from one of the two or two of the individuals who have a chance of being elected president of the United States that are going to represent them on a world stage, that are going to be in charge of the economy that affects their life every day. President Biden deeply believes this. We have nothing to hide. President Biden's incredibly proud of his record.
Yeah, of course he is. When president having no audience, which is why they're having it on CNN, obviously, because they have no audience. A Biden team member defends having that empty room, just like CNN having no ratings. Listen.
It should be, yes, in studio with no audience so that the candidates can clearly articulate their vision for the country.
Is an audience a deal breaker? Is an audience a deal breaker for you?
Listen, it's Donald Trump who said he would do this anytime, anywhere, any place. So I don't think that they should have any problems with what we have proposed. He's the one who said he's ready to go. So we should be set to go once we have proposals in from network.
Yeah, there you have it. And if it is a test, by the way, the first thing will be having Joe actually get there for the debate. Will that happen? Can he make it to the debate stage? President Trump wonders if Joe Biden will actually show up at all. Said this.
Oh, absolutely. I've been trying to get, you know, he's issuing it. I wonder whether or not he shows up. because, you know, he also challenged me to golf. So I'm a very good golfer. He can't hit a ball 50 yards. He said, I'll give him three a side. But he knows he'll never play. This is sort of like that, I think. But I hope not, because I really think he has to debate. He might as well get it over with. Probably should do it early so that he can, you know, he's not going to get any better.
No, but June and September is great.
Every day is a down factor for him.
Yeah, June and September is it's ideal, actually. It is remarkably good. Look, we've never had a debate in June. I don't know if we've ever had a debate before September. I don't think so. Late September into October. Here's the good news about the debates. If they happen, regardless of format, regardless of whether the deck is stacked, people will watch it. They'll know if the moderator is stacked, right? They'll know if they're calling balls and strikes and helping out Joe and protecting Joe from Donald Trump. They'll know, obviously. But never had one in June. Months before people actually vote. Can you imagine? All right, here's the question for you. Can you weather the storm? Can your savings weather this economic storm I've been talking about? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. Few assets you can do to protect yourself. Physical assets can help you. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax IRA in physical gold. It's the best plan you can come up with. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You can learn more for free. Text Gruber to 989898. Claim your free information kit on gold. And let me ask you this. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? Because if not, you should call the people I trust, Birch Gold. All you have to do is put in the number, new text, 989898, put the word Gruber in there and send it out. You'll get free information. Secure your savings today with Birch Gold. I'll be right back.